You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's travel now to northern Minnesota to a place called the Cuyuna Range. Locals sometimes brag that the iron ore clawed out of the red earth up here helped win two world wars. But when those mines ran out of ore in the 1960s and 70s, the towns nearby suffered. Now, the region's going through a bit of a renaissance based on something you might not expect. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker reports.
Check, check, check. Give me some of that breathing.
You don't want somebody puffing on this thing.
Meet 70-year-old John Schaubach.
Give me just a second here.
The retired hospital administrator has just led me, along with Aaron Hautala, on a long mountain bike climb to the top of Miner's Mountain in the Cuyuna Lake State Recreation Area.
This is where most folks...
Whoa!
Okay, I'm good.
This is the big photo spot. Like, if you go to Cuyuna, you have to come
The view is awesome. 500-foot deep, sparkling lakes surrounded by steep red hills covered with bright green trees. The two are leaders with a local mountain bike group that helped build 25 miles of single-track trails here, trails that have helped revitalize the local economy. Schaubach says it was a much different place when the mines closed.
The community almost imploded. I mean, a lot of people moved away for the jobs that weren't here, and then this land just lay abandoned. The mining companies just walked away, and there was just bare dirt and discarded equipment and empty holes.
And an unsettling feeling of, what the heck do we do now? Nobody realized it at the time, but that bare dirt the mining companies shoveled out of the ground created perfect terrain for mountain biking. 30 years later, a Minneapolis-based group pushed a plan to make Cuyuna the first destination trail center in the country built specifically for mountain bikers. Locals, though, were skeptical.
And then they start talking about mountain bikes, and we're like, we're not in mountains.
Jonna Johnson directed the local Chamber of Commerce at the time.
It didn't even make sense, and there was such resistance at the beginning.
To the $700,000 price tag, and to losing what had become a playground for ATVs and motorbikes. But federal money helped get the trails built in 2011, and Johnson, who opened a coffee shop in tiny downtown Crosby 2 years ago, says soon after, the mountain bikers started coming.
I had 40 bikers in here twice this summer, all getting ice cream cones, and their bikes were stretched half a block. And we almost had traffic accidents out front.
Visitation to the park has jumped 60% since the trails opened. There's a hopefulness locals say they haven't seen in decades. And that sparked a flurry of development, including new businesses that would have looked really out of place a few years ago. A yoga studio, a farm-to-table restaurant, and soon, a microbrewery.
Brewmaster.
Aaron Hautala introduces me to Nick Heisinger, who's hanging drywall in what soon will be the Cuyuna Brewing Company.
The problem right now is the trails are young, and there's the vision to expand, and if they hit the master plan of 75 miles, a brewery would be a no-brainer.
The community is hoping for state funding to expand the trails. If that happens, locals are confident their future will once again be paved with red dirt, this time from mountain biking instead of mining. I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.